customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, Jasmine. I was I took that survey for Home Depot for the vacuum cleaner. And now I'm trying to, you know, I put everything in there. It's a $5 fee. But it says 51 declined. What does that mean?
You said it says what now?
51 declined.
Okay. I think there may be a delay in that system. So we would have to advise that if you would just wait a while and then try it again, because we're unable to take the payment over the phone.
Okay.
Due to security reason.
You know what it says, though, that you only have so many minutes to, like, they only give you 5 minutes to fill it out. So, so I don't know, like, you know, if I wait, you know, what will happen if, you know, let's see. Let me see if I could just, I took it all again. And, I mean, is this for real? It's not a scam.
No, ma'am, it's not a scam. We're, you know, we're a real company. I'm with a third-party call center. We do assist with multiple companies, but, yes, that is one of the companies we assist.
Okay. Now, it says customer order, and I was to fill this out. Month, February 26th. Because I had somebody call last Saturday, and they go, "Oh, this is Publisher's Clearinghouse, and you just want a washer and dryer, and $950,000."
Oh no, ma'am, we're not affiliated with them.
And I said, "Well, they called me, you know," and I said, "Oh, really?" And then I went downstairs and asked my neighbor, so she looked it up, and Publisher's Clearinghouse, if it was them, they don't call you to come. I mean, they don't call. They just come.
Right.
She said, "Hang up. That's not a legitimate call." So he said, "Oh, yeah, we got the dogs here and everything." And I'm like, "Oh, for what? You know, the $950,000 check." I'm doing this as a talking. So I said, "Oh, you don't need any dogs, you know. And all the camera crew is going to be there." I took it over again. Let's see. Token error. Invalid credit card. Oh, let me see. It didn't lock. 5459. Okay, submitting your information. Now it says 51 again declined. It's a box that, like a white box that comes up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that, but I'm not sure why it's doing that. So, like I said, you can try again, like in a few minutes. If not, it may be something, you know, with your bank.
Well, no, I have $2,000 in there right now, so I know it's
okay.
Not
okay. Okay.
You know, I know there's enough money in there.
Right.
So, I don't know why this is coming up. That's what I'm thinking. Is it, now, see, I only have 2 minutes and 16 seconds to do this. And if I don't do it, I'm lost. I'm out of it.
Yes, ma'am. You know?
So, that's what I'm thinking. Come on, this isn't right. You know, I mean, I don't know what's wrong about this, but something isn't right here. I mean, I've got everything in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have money in the bank, and this is not taking it. And, you know, so I'm out the vacuum bed. So that's what I'm thinking. Is this just a scam?
Okay.
You know, But there's nothing you can do, huh?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, like I said, we're unable to take it over the phone because we don't take payments due to security reasons. So I do apologize for that.
Yeah. Can you try it on your end to do it?
No, we can't do it on our end.
Okay. Well, see, this is where they... I knew that there had to be a catch. It had to be a catch. And here's what... I don't know what they're doing with it, but this is where... this is where they're getting you at, right here. You know, it's not... I mean, I've done everything. I've done it twice. And I have money in the bank. I followed the instructions. And complete order. And everything's on here. And nothing. Then says, please wait before submitting again. But I only have a couple of minutes. I have 75 seconds. You know. 22 now. It won't decline.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I do apologize for that. The only thing I could think of, you know, like I said, it may be a delay in the system, or it may be something with your bank, not saying that you don't have the money, but just something like if your bank doesn't recognize that, you know, they sometimes they have to verify it with you.
No, I just use it at Walgreens on the hour to pick up. So,
okay. Well, I do apologize, ma'am.
Is there a name or somebody that I could talk to tomorrow?
I mean, I can give you an email address.
Okay.
Okay. That. Just let me know when you're ready.
Get pen here. Okay.
Okay. That email. It'll be. C as in cat, S as in Sam,
uh-huh.
Then it's the at symbol.
Okay.
At G as in giraffe, R as in rainbow, A as in apple, B as in boy, and then
uh-huh.
another B as in boy,
uh-huh.
I as in igloo,
uh-huh.
T as in Tom. E as in elephant.
Okay.
S as in Sam.
Uh-huh.
H as in house.
Wow, okay.
U as in umbrella, and B as uh-huh. in boy, .com.
Okay, so it's CS at grab bits or grab bites.
Bites.com. That's correct.
Okay. You know, I used to work for American Airlines, and where I worked was a ticket office. Where my girlfriend worked, it was like customer service. So she would call me to send out the tickets, and I would better express them. When she would say C, I want to say C, but I'm going to get them. But S is in shit. G is, I mean, everything was like all dirty words.
Mm-hmm.
We used to laugh our heads. Oh, so, okay, well, thank you, Jasmine, you said, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Jasmine. I appreciate all your help.
All right, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.